Hello and welcome to the 5-Minute Gospel Podcast for Wednesday, the 31st of August. Today's Gospel passage might be called 24 Hours in the Life of Jesus. Luke paints us a picture of Jesus as a busy young rabbi. The day began, as we saw yesterday, with Jesus teaching in the synagogue at Capernaum. Jesus' day continued, in today's Gospel, with him leaving the synagogue and going to Simon Peter's house, where, Luke tells us, Simon's mother-in-law was suffering from a high fever and they asked him to do something for her. Leaning over her, he rebuked the fever and it left her. Jesus' day, however, was not over. Now, it was a Sabbath day and so most people would have stayed home observing the day of rest during the day. The Sabbath ended at sunset, and that's why Luke tells us at sunset all those who had friends suffering from diseases of one kind or another brought them to him, and laying his hands on each of them, he cured them. Jesus had a busy evening curing those suffering from diseases of one kind or another. No doubt at the end of the day he was looking forward to a good sleep. Early next morning, however, Jesus left the house and made his way to a lonely place to pray. Eventually the people found him there and wanted him to stay in Capernaum, but he answered, "I must proclaim the good news of the kingdom of God to the other towns too, because that is what I was sent to do." And Luke tells us Jesus moved on to continue his preaching in the synagogues of Judea. There are two things here about Jesus we should not miss. First, Jesus was never too busy for people. We read that laying his hands on them, he cured each of them. Jesus was touching each of those needing help. Each of them was important to him. The second thing to notice, Jesus was never too busy to be alone and take time out for prayer. After a busy Sabbath day, he was up early in the morning and left the house and made his way to a lonely place. Throughout the Gospels, we see Jesus doing that. Later in his Gospel, Luke tells us again, he would always go off to some lonely place where he could be alone and pray. Jesus lived a busy life, but he was never too busy. He was never too busy for people, and he was never too busy to pray. Never too busy for people, never too busy to pray. In our lives, if we're not careful, we can make ourselves too busy. We can always find something exciting to do, or somewhere to go, someone to talk to or chat with, something to listen to, or something to watch. It's so easy to fill our lives with words and activities and noise, noise, noise. Jesus' example today reminds us that we must make sure all that noise, all that activity, all those words never make us too busy for prayer and never make us too busy for people. Never too busy for prayer, never too busy for people. If I am too busy for prayer, I am too busy. If I am too busy for people, I am too busy. May we never be too busy. God bless you all.